Hello and welcome to another episode of the Side-by-Side ATC podcast. I'm your host, Tom Haynes, and today is going to be episode one of the seven laws of academy success. And today I'm going to discuss the law of the lid. And I'll get into exactly what that means in just a little bit, but to kind of give you a little bit of background, I was a lead instructor for a class, and I had two young men in the class. One was ex-military. One was from a CTI school. Back when the CTI school still fed into the academy and not straight to a facility. And these two young men, one with air traffic experience, real time, real traffic, air traffic experience, and one with simulated experience, let's call it. And the young man that went to the CTI school, he did go to one of the better CTI schools. I will say that. But these two young men in the same class, one decided to treat it as if he didn't know anything, and one decided to treat it as if he knew everything already. And so over the course of their time at the academy, one of them grew and ended up with a score, if I remember right, in the mid-90s. And the other young man never did grow. Never did get beyond where he was when he got there. And that young man did not pass. And so that's why I wanted to make this the first law, because it is so important. And you can't really have any of the other laws without this. And so, the law of the lid, your willingness to learn sets your ceiling. And so what is the lid at the academy? What is your ceiling? Well, that is pretty much going to determine what your final score is. Whatever your lid is, whatever your ceiling is, you cannot get past that. And you may not even get up to it. And again, that's why this is so important. Talent will get your lid or your ceiling to a certain point. Intelligence will get your lid, your ceiling to a certain point. But they're not enough. You can work hard, and that will get your ceiling to a certain point. But it's not enough. You have to, in order to get your ceiling as high as possible, you have to be willing to learn more than anything else. If you treat every day as a learning experience, that will help to raise your ceiling, to raise your lid. But if you walk in some days and you're like, I just don't feel like learning today. Well, you may have picked the absolute worst day to have that. Okay. There's not really a day of the 59 that you can take off. Not with this job on the line. Not with your future on the line. So you have to be willing to learn every day. You have to go in every day looking at your lead or your A lead or your row instructor that's helping you with the scenario. You have to look at them, and they have to know from how you act that you want to be there, number one, and that number two, you are willing to learn whatever they decide to teach you that day, that moment. Writing notes, taking notes when you're debriefing a scenario. Take notes. Don't rely on you remembering what the two of you talked about. Don't do it. Take notes at the very least. And realize that the instructors that you have, your leads, your A leads, the row instructors, they are there to try and get you to pass. That is their number one goal. Okay? So keep that in mind when they're telling you how bad you were during that scenario and how much improvement you need to make. Okay? Realize that they're telling you this because they want to help you pass. And there are two ways for you to respond to the criticism. You can take it as a coachable moment, take it as a moment when you can learn, or you can get defensive about it. And believe me, the instructor will know which one of those choices you made. We can tell. We've seen it over and over and over, both sides. So we know what decision you've made. And if you decide to get defensive about it, you're not going to be able to grow. And that ceiling is going to be very, very limited. On the other hand, if you are coachable, if you are willing to learn, then that ceiling goes way up. Now, you still have to work. You still have to be able to demonstrate that you've learned it. But being coachable is huge. It is so huge. And if you display that you're coachable, those instructors that you have will do everything within their power to help you pass. But if you're defensive, if you try and explain your mistakes instead of listening, pardon me, instead of listening to the criticism. And they're trying to be constructive. But if you're defensive, then they're going to be less likely, less motivated to really spend the time with you. That's just the way it is. I mean, your instructors are humans. And it's very difficult to help someone who may or may not truly want it. Okay? I've seen it. All of this I've seen. So that trying to explain mistakes instead of just listening, that's one of the common errors that students make. Well, this is what I was thinking. Okay. I don't necessarily mind that as an instructor, but you've said that. Now let's try and change the way you were thinking. Let's try and change what you were seeing and how you were responding. Okay? So one of the other things you want to avoid is taking that feedback personally. Like I said, the instructors are trying to give you everything they have to help you pass. And so take that feedback the way it's meant, not necessarily the way it's given sometimes, but the way it's meant, because it's meant to be constructive. It's meant to be helpful. And I know, and I've seen some instructors have a hard time putting it in ways that really help you. I've seen it. But understand that they are trying to help you. Okay? And that feedback and that you working with the instructor, that's something that you're going to have to get used to in this air traffic controller job, in this profession, because you make it past the academy, and guess what? You start training at another facility. And so you start dealing with another trainer. Okay? And believe me, you can get past the academy and pass the academy and go to your next facility and wash out and not have a job. It's possible. It happens. It's why all this stuff is so important. So, that whole relationship, that whole feedback, coachable feedback, defensive, taking feedback personally, which 99.99% of the time it's not meant personally. That back and forth is huge in determining your success. Okay? And not just at the academy, but especially at the academy. It's huge because it's so time compressed. You have 3 months to prove to the FAA that you can be an air traffic controller. It's not a whole lot of time. So, you're saying, Tom, okay, I hear you. How do I raise my lid? How do I raise my ceiling? Well, like I said, you have to determine your mindset. Your mindset is going to have a huge role to play in this, because you are the only one that can decide if you are going to be that coachable person or if you're going to be the defensive person. You're the one that makes that decision. You're the one also that decides every day what you're going to do, what you're going to focus on, what you're going to study, what you're going to practice. Studying is not normally, and I've said this before on podcasts, studying is not normally the issue that students have. It's practicing. And it's practicing with intent and focus. And it's practicing and practicing and practicing and practicing. That is what causes most students to stumble. And I've told the story. It's what caused me to almost stumble enough that I didn't make it. But fortunately, I responded. And I decided that I was going to practice and practice and practice. So that is huge. You have to decide daily. Not just that you're going to study, not just that you're going to practice, but you're going to practice with focus. You're going to study with focus. You're going to take what happened in the scenarios that day and make sure they don't happen the next day. That raises your lid. That will raise your ceiling. That will raise the possible score that you can make. So, it really comes down to your daily behaviors, how you're going to respond to criticism, because you're going to get some. So if you change just those two things, and you can change them today, immediately, before you go into work the next day. You can change that. And your lid is raised. And you will be setting yourself on a course where you can succeed, and succeed well. If you've listened to all of these podcasts, you've heard me say 70 is not the goal. 70 is passing at the academy. 70 is not the goal. Because if you set 70 as your goal and you miss by a smallest fraction, then you have missed. Set 90, 95, heck, set 100. But let's be honest, they haven't had anyone score 100 and probably won't. But I've had a bunch of students score in the 90s. So set 90 as your goal. Because then if you miss it by a little bit, you still pass, and you still pass well. 70 is not your goal. That lid is too low. Raise the lid. Raise your ceiling. Raise it by being willing to learn. Willing to practice. Willing to accept criticism. Because I can tell you, I've been doing this. I went to the academy when I was 24. I will be 62 this month. Actually, in just a few days. Wow. It gets closer and closer. But I was 24 when I went in. And I was just like every other 24-year-old. It's amazing that I passed. It is truly amazing. Okay. Because I didn't know this. I didn't have any idea. But when faced with the gut punch that my first eval was, and realizing I actually wanted this job, I still had no idea what being an air traffic controller was like when I was at the academy. I really didn't. But I wanted this job. And so I started. Yes, I started to practice. And practice, and practice, and practice. And I got good enough where I passed. And then I kept practicing and practicing and practicing. And I got good enough to certify at my first facility. And even then, I kept practicing and kept practicing. Always trying to raise my lid. Always trying to raise the ceiling of what I could be as an air traffic controller. See, that doesn't stop on day 60 when you choose your facility after you pass. The law of the lid is still in effect, even after the academy, maybe even more so. Because you don't want to accept being an average controller. Don't accept that. Be willing to learn enough where you can be an exceptional controller. And be willing to learn enough where you can be exceptional at the academy. Take it day by day. Make the decision each and every day. Just what kind of student are you going to be that day? And then do everything you can to be that student. And that is the law of the lid and how it applies to you at the academy. I would say to you at CTI schools, and to those of you who are air traffic controllers, don't ever be willing to accept where you are and how good you are at any given moment. Always, always, always try to get better. And you will. But then comes law number two, which we'll talk about next week. The law of process. And realize that ATC proficiency and talent and exceptionalism is built day by day. In the daily things you do. And it's not built overnight. Okay? It's just not. It is going to be the sum of everything that you do day in and day out. And we'll talk more about that on next week's program. So thank you guys for listening. I hope that you understand that you can lift your lid. You can, and you can make that decision, and you can make that decision today. And if you need help or you have questions, you can text me at 817-233-8199. You can email me at tomhaines@sidebysideatc.com. Or you can go to the website, sidebysideatc.com. And I'm in the process, yes, process again, of adapting some things and changing some things about the website and what I'm going to offer, what I will be offering to those of you going through the academy. So, thank you guys again for listening. Two episodes this week, just one next week. But thank you for listening. And I hope and pray that some of you will take this episode and raise your lid. Till next week.